presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. As Jim leaves Captain Kennedy's inter-island trading sloop, he cuts the last bond of safety and heads through the open sea toward the island owned by Bull Thorson. The boat seems rather logy in the heavy groundswell, and as Jim strains at the oars, a slim arm shows over the side, followed by a tousled blonde head. It's Kitty St. John. She stowed away aboard the sloop, and when Jim's boat left for shore, she jumped overboard unseen in the breaking dawn, and when it was too late to send her back, stuck her head over the stern. Jim, in a fit of exasperation, left her dangling in the water for a time, but finally relented and pulled her aboard. Kitty's presence made a decided change in Jim's plans, and now they are racing for shore on the crest of a huge wave after agreeing on the details of a story about being shipwrecked. Two of Bull Thorson's guards are waiting to see if they can survive the treacherous rocks that line the shore.
Mira, there it is! There it is, coming on top of the next wave!
They are going to be killed on those rocks!
Look! No, maybe not. Anyway, Boss Tom says bring them in, dead or alive.
Mother de Dios! Look at that boat she stand on it!
I'm gonna go in there. Maybe we can save the girl.
You loco! You'll die like a rat on those rocks.
But the Boss Tom wants those people. You hear? She's gonna drown.
You go in there, you're gonna drown too. Don't go, Vigay.
You wait here. Hold my gun. Don't let the gun get wet.
Come back, you loco, you fool. Hey, come back. Hey, Vigay. Come back, Vigay.
Bueno, here, here.
Bueno, Vigay. Bueno, I come. My head.
Hey, acá, pronto. All right. You take her feet. Come on. Hold her up out of the water.
Why? She not get more wet.
Hold her up anyway. What's the matter? You tired?
Hey, look. Look, she tried to open one eye. It's good thing. We go in for her that time. She drowned, sure.
So you think we go in for lady, yes? You got a mouth like a frog and a heart like a chicken.
Jim, I help.
Well, don't I help you?
Yeah, you help after the hard work is done. You walk easy now.
Here be good place, here. All right, lay her down.
Not yet. She's full of water like a sponge. We got to empty her.
Jim.
What'd she say?
Never mind. You hold her up. All right. Now, bend down her head. There, that's fine.
Yeah.
Senorita. Now we lay her down here. Fix that place for her head.
Say, Vicky. She pretty, very pretty.
Si. Senorita. Senorita, you all right? You're safe. Hey, where you come from?
Who are you? Jim.
She want Jim. What Jim?
I don't know. Are you all right now?
No.
Jim's coming soon.
Oh, Jim. Jim, my husband. He was in the boat with me. Save him.
In the boat. You were all alone in the boat. No one was with you.
Si.
Yes, he was. Why don't you look for him? My poor Jim. My poor husband.
She's lucky to be alive, but she wants Jim.
Vigay, you go up there, Boss Tom. We got Senorita.
Yeah.
I stay here with her.
All right, Frank.
Jim.
While the guards are effecting the rescue of Kitty St. John when the boat crashed on the rocks in the surf, Big Tom, the overseer, is reporting to Bull Thorson the fact that a ship's longboat with two seemingly lifeless occupants has been sighted off the eastern shore of the island.
Well?
Chief, two of them beach guards just reported a ship's boat making for the shore from the ocean side.
They're drunk.
No, they're not drunk. I had the tower check on it. They're right, and it has two people in it.
Where are they from? Who are they?
Well, that's the strange part of it. No ship's been seen off there, and the only thing we can figure, it must be a wreck.
What kind of a wreck? We haven't had enough wind for the last 10 days to smash a canoe out there.
Yeah, that's right, Chief. Well, it couldn't come from no place else. Some ship might have sprung a leak or had some other kind of trouble.
And it could be someone we don't want on this island. Did that ever occur to you?
Oh, sure, Chief. I thought of that. We don't want anyone, leastwise any strangers. Bill up in the tower said it looked like a man and a woman.
Where are they now?
The guards are waiting for them to come ashore. They don't seem to have any oars in the boat.
No sail either?
No.
I don't like this one bit. No oars, no sail. How could they get here? Some larger boat must have dropped them off. Because out a few miles, the swell would carry them away from the island rather than toward it.
Yeah.
Certainly looks phony to me. It's some kind of a trick, I'm sure of it.
Well, whoever they are, they can't do any harm. We can pick them up as soon as they land.
I don't even want them landing here. You know it, we're almost ready to begin full operations. We can't take any chances on strangers. You hear? We won't take any chances.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes. He's here. Phone time here.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah? Yeah, right. Okay, goodbye. Bill up in the tower says the boat's in the surf.
Well, what are you waiting for? Get down to the shore and bring those people to me at once.
Right.
You're going to be all right, senor.
No, I'm not. I'll never be till we find my husband.
Don't like to make ladies sad, but we look up all and down, up, down, the beach, everywhere. No. Those rocks can be very bad. Yeah. You, senora, you have good fortune.
Oh, I can't believe it. I won't believe it. I know you're wrong.
Frank, be very happy to be wrong, lady. Then lady can smile again.
Frank!
Yes, boss?
What goes on here? What do you do? Oh,
how do you do, miss?
Hi, Mrs. Bradley. How do you do?
The lady was in boat. Go on those rocks. I pull her out of water.
All right, good work, Frank. You can go back to your post now. I'll take charge.
She, boss.
I'm Tom Castleton, Mrs. Bradley. How'd this happen?
Well, Mr. Bradley and I left Jacksonville, Florida 5 days ago in our sloop, the Nancy C, bound for Martinique.
Yeah.
Just a simple pleasure trip. We'd often made it before. And suddenly, a terrific storm caught us unawares, and the rudder post snapped. We were helpless.
Go on, Mrs. Bradley.
Well, we had to abandon ship. The crew was in one boat, and we were in another. We saw the Nancy sink. Oh, it was awful. Almost like seeing a friend drown. Then we were separated from the crew the first night. The storm was easing, but it was still bad. Well, that's about all. After tossing around for 2 days, we sighted this island. We broke one oar, and the other was washed over by a wave, so we were completely at the mercy of the tide. It carried us to those rocks, and your man pulled me out, but I haven't seen my husband since.
Now, Mrs. Bradley, there's only about one chance in 1,000 that anyone could survive landing on those rocks in that surf. You're mighty lucky.
Yes, I suppose I should be thankful to be alive and safe. But where am I?
Now, this is Thorson's Island, just southeast of Puerto Rico. It's privately owned.
Oh, but I'm not only shipwrecked, but trespassing also.
Yeah, I'm afraid you are, but I don't think that part of it's very serious. You feel up to moving now?
Oh, yes, I'm resting. Been sitting here for almost 30 minutes now.
Oh, fine. Then I think we better go up to the house for a bite and some dry clothes for you.
I'd give anything for a cup of coffee. As for my clothes, they're drying out fast.
Well, we certainly can make you more comfortable than you are now.
Oh,
what?
Ankle. I must have twisted it somehow.
Oh, well, here, lean on me. That's right.
Oh,
all right, now, take it easy. That's the idea.
Boy, oh, boy, what an actress that girl is. That performance was so good, it almost fooled me. Well, now I've got to get to work.
Unknown even to Kitty, Jim managed to survive the rock-strewn shore and make his way unnoticed to a place in the bush where he could hear everything Kitty said and not be seen by anyone. In the meantime, Kitty was escorted up to the enormous house of Bull Thorson by the overseer, Tom. While passing through the main hall, Thorson's attractive secretary, caught just a glimpse of Kitty St. John, who is now masquerading as Mrs. Jim Bradley.
Say, Bull.
Yes?
What's this story I hear about a shipwreck and some of its survivors bearing in on the island from the ocean?
Well, that's the story, Sasha. You know about as much as I do about it. The guards reported it first, and then Tom picked up the story. Who told you about it?
Bill called me from the tower. He was trying to get Tom on the phone.
I sent Tom down to shore to pick them up and bring them here.
How many are there?
Supposed to be two. A man and a woman.
And you don't know anything about them?
Of course not. How could I?
Just wondering. It's awfully funny that as soon as we're ready to begin things, a shipwreck party must pay us a call.
Yes, I don't like it either. What can we do?
Keep a sharp eye on them. That's certain.
Come in.
Oh, Bull, I got that woman. She's all right.
Where's the man?
Well, I haven't seen a hair or hide of the guy since the boat entered the surf. He must have drowned.
It's too bad, but I'm just as glad. There's only one, and that's enough snooping around here.
What's her name, Tom?
Mrs. Bradley.
Mrs. What'd you say?
Bradley, Mrs. Jim Bradley.
Why, do you know her, Sasha?
I don't know. Where's she from?
Well, I sailed from Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know where her home is, Sasha.
Mrs. Jim Bradley. I got a little peek at that dame when you took her through the main hall, Tom, but it couldn't be. It just couldn't.
Couldn't what? Why the big mystery?
Oh, it's not a mystery. Maybe my imagination is working overtime. I just thought I recognized the girl, that's all.
Who is she?
I don't know, Bull. You can find that out. What I want to know is, where's the man who was with her?
Oh, he's more than likely drowned.
Have you found his body?
No.
Are you searching for it?
No.
Bull, if this man is who I think he is, you'd better find him dead or alive, or regret it every day you ever get up.
Well, what are you waiting for, Tom? Find that man.
The manhunt is on, but who is Sasha, and why is she so anxious to find the man who landed with Kitty St. John? Does she know both Kitty and Jungle Jim? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.